You're listening to Real World News. Forests and biodiversity.
The expansion of forestry monoculture in Minas Gerais. The eucalyptus plantations began to expand in the Brazilian state of Minas Gerais in the 70s with two main goals: the production of vegetal coal for siderurgical corporations and to supply pulp mills. The model was installed based on tax incentives, but its social effects have been devastating. The peasant, indigenous, and quilombola communities have remained isolated, surrounded by the eucalyptus plantations. Rural migration to urban centers is increasing. The water streams have dried out, and the process of land concentration is nonstop. To know better this complex situation, Real World Radio interviewed Enio Bonnenberger and Cristiano Meireles from the Rural Landless Peasant Movement of Minas Gerais. Meireles, who lives in the mining town of Montes Claros, said that area of Brazil is not famous for its great technological development. He explained the backbone of its economy has always been linked with cattle growing. Nowadays, most of the families working in the coal industry work in inhumane conditions. Besides, he complained that family farming does not have the government support and that the expansion of the eucalyptus monoculture has caused serious social impacts on different levels. Bonnenberger agreed that the Brazilian state promotes this unsustainable model through tax benefits and the granting of environmental licenses. Besides funding, the state guarantees that nothing will happen to these corporations, he added. This is an economic model that's totally dependent on the international economy, and the latest financial crisis proves that. According to the MST, since the beginning of the economic crisis late last year, nearly 200,000 Brazilians have lost their jobs in the mining, pulp, and siderurgy sectors.
You're listening to Real World News.